This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Memos and conversations with attorney and former CU visiting scholar John Eastman were front and center during the January 6th committee's hearing yesterday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Eastman publicly argued that Mike Pence had the authority to reject electors who voted for Biden. But on Thursday, the committee painted a picture implying that Eastman privately knew it was a losing argument. Representative Pete Aguilar read a comment in which Eastman argued that the 12th Amendment was clear.
Nowhere does it suggest that the president of the Senate gets to make the determination on his own.
Pence's counsel also testified that Eastman knew his argument for rejecting electors would lose at the Supreme Court. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Republican U.S. Senate primary candidate Joe O'Dea's campaign has filed a federal election complaint to try to stop the distribution of attack ad mailers. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The mailers do not disclose who paid for them, which is required under federal election laws. The campaign is asking a court to order an Iowa-based printing company to stop distributing them. Even though O'Dea's campaign doesn't know who paid for the ads, the company works with Democratic clients. Some of the flyers falsely allege O'Dea's opponent, State Representative Ron Hanks, has been endorsed by the Colorado Republican Party. The party does not endorse in primaries. O'Dea's campaign says it's part of a wider net of false communications meant to give Hanks an advantage in the primary because Democrats think he'd be a weaker candidate in the general election. The campaign estimates close to 500,000 Republican primary voters have received these mailers. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org.